I remember mommy's pie. Could I have a slice? Oh, mommy, may I? Daddy, please don't punish me. I didn't mean to eat the last piece. I am not prepared to die. I just wish I could hide here forever, here forever.
In my car and I speed away. Hello, hello. This is DJ Tuna of Moana fame. I am currently alone in the studio. My partner James is currently getting a guest locked at the front door because the guest does not have access. They are a guest. An esteemed guest, actually. You might have heard them before on this show. And they'll introduce themselves when they get here. That's a little surprise for now. But yeah, I'm just going to read the station identification and then put some more music. And when we're all back, we will be here to service your philosophical and thoughtful wishes. So this is DJ Tuna, this is Moana, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That was Circle the Drain by Soccer Mommy. And now we're going to have a song by Group Love called Colors.
Yeah, I am a man, 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 up, up in the air. And I run around, round, round, round this town, town, and act like I don't care. So when you see me flying by the planet's moon, you don't need to explain if everything's changed. Just know I'm just like you. We'll be right back.
drills, 10 demonstrations. It's hardly sink or swim when all is well if the ticket sells. Not a blaze of glory. You look down from the temple as people endeavor to make it a story and chisel a marble world, but all is lost if it's never heard. But I've got someone to make grief. Tell me how my money's spent to cook my stains and draw my blinds, so I can't tell what's really there. And all I need's a great big congratulations.
Sitting at her sewing machine, day turns into night. She's the kind of seamstress everybody likes, hemming pants and dresses, fixing rips and tears, making fancy cushions for some lady's chair. She's your seamstress. She's your seamstress.
And she's really cheap.
Years are going by, she is getting tired. There is more to life she would like to do. She would like to travel, she would like to paint, would like to sing her songs with a little band. She's your seamstress. She's your seamstress. She's your seamstress.
And she's really sick of it.
She would like to thank you for all the steady work. She will miss her customers, except for a couple of jerks. It's lonely at her sewing machine all hours of the day. It's time for her to say goodbye. It's time for her to play. She's not your seamstress. She's not your seamstress. She's not your seamstress. Is slowly selling, but the rent is due today. The band has not received a gig that actually pays. What with her new car payment and the general excise tax, she's glad you'll take her back again. She's grateful for your cash. She's your seamstress. The rent's due, she's your seamstress.
But only for this week.
All right, all right. We are all here. We are all here.
Test. Okay.
DJ Tuna, James, and esteemed guest. Did you get my Venmo request for being on the show?
Yeah. Thank you so much for letting me come back. It's Josh again. Great to be back. I'll get you the Venmo request. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, just because, you know, you didn't pay the last one. And it's piling
I'll pay.
Up.
I'll pay.
Okay, cool.
We love to have you here, though, buddy.
Yeah,
it's all love.
Conditionally.
Hey, great to be here. Really great to be here, Tuna and James.
Thank you. I'm just saying, there's a correlation. Since both times you were here, this mic has been falling off. I don't know if you've been messing around with the screws in the studio.
For context, esteemed guest and I, DJ Tuna, are currently speaking in a mic that is being propped up by
how it should be. And I'm just freehanding it. I'm like holding the mic with my hand because it's falling off.
And it's not like a mic that you think of when you're like, you know, performing at, you know, say Apple Jam on Friday. It's a mic that, it's a big one. It's
whoa, plug right there. Yo, what a plug. What?
Smooth.
Wait, do you have like an intern or someone to like come hold that mic or something?
Well, if you wanna pay me more, you can be the intern.
No. I can't. You're already making me pay so much to be here. Dude, I really can't afford this.
Why'd you whisper it right into the mic?
So that last song was Seamstress by Shari Elf.
Yeah. The big,
only a
what
thousand
a find.
What a find, yeah. Shout out Lucas Schwartz. And also plug Tuna and I's band, Lucas Schwartz Naked, is playing at 11 at the Apple Jam show this Friday.
Yeah.
If you want to see some great music, great tunes.
Right. Yeah. Esteemed guest and I are in a band. It's our band. There are other members, but it is our band.
We kind of control it. We kind of run the whole thing.
In a way.
It's called Lucas Schwartz Naked because he has to go on naked. He will be naked. This is going to come.
Well, this is actually our second performance, this upcoming one. The first one was over the summer. Back then, we were known as Naked Tuna's Band Practice.
It's a little variation with it.
Yeah, well, eventually we'll have every member unclothed,
right
in the name, but not in real life because off-putting.
Also, shout out to Eli Butel, also known as Jerome Butel, to some, for filling in for the drumming position.
Correct. Yeah, you're right.
Who was our original drummer?
Was it Joel before?
It was Joel Applecraut. Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
But it's like, you know when you go on a Wikipedia page of like the bands and it's like OG, original members.
Of course, yeah.
And then like there's like a little history of the falling out, like all the, you know, the drama and the hysterics and why one leaves a band and gets replaced.
Right.
None of that happened.
So, yeah. Of course not. Right.
But
it's a simple name change, and it's now it's like
it's like we're a whole new band.
It's like a tribute band to the Earth.
We're covering the same songs that Naked Tuna's band practice covered.
Josh, you gotta get closer to the mic.
We're covering the same songs that Naked Tuna's band practice played, but we are having a different drummer, so it is a cover of those songs. Which they were covering.
The funny thing about that is actually not correct, because we were doing other songs.
But we were doing a song that was going to be planned to be played by the original band.
Really?
Unreleased cover.
Should I reveal the song?
No, okay. Certainly not.
Okay.
You know what song I'm talking about, though.
So, basically...
It's in the one new song that we're doing.
Oh, okay. I had no idea that...
Unreleased cover, yeah.
I had no idea.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's going to be... I think that's going to be a hit.
I think it's going to be a hit.
I'm not going to say what it is, but I think it's going to be a hit. And I really hope all of y'all listening...
I hope none of you come, honestly.
Don't bother.
Don't show up.
We're actually gatekeeping our own band.
Yeah, you don't even want to hear us. We're too good.
Will we get any sneak peeks on the show today of any of the songs that might be played or no?
No.
Probably not.
No.
No?
Okay. Good.
No.
Good. Keep it a surprise.
But so that actually leads us into our next song, completely irrelevant song. So yeah, here we go.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lives that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me again, I would understand. I would understand. The angry boy, a bit too insane, icing over a secret pain.
What a beautiful face I have found in this place that is circling all around the sun. What a beautiful dream that could flash on the screen in a blink of an eye and be gone from me. Soft and sweet, let me hold it close and keep it here with me. And one day we will die and our ashes will fly from the aeroplane over the sea. But for now we are young, let us lay in the sun and count every beautiful thing we can see. Love to be in the arms of all I'm keeping here with me. How I remember you, how I would push me.
collections don't mean that much to me, 'cause I found the rarest one to see. She wasn't that hard to find, wasn't on my mind as I saw her over there. If you wanna come with me tonight, I can show you everything I like. Show you my collections, show you my reflections, give you some affection.
Back talking. There were a good collection of songs you just listened to.
Oh, no pun intended there. That last song we just listened to was called My Collections.
Absolutely no pun intended.
Zero.
It was a complete accident. Thank you. Thank you. So, we do have a...
Oh, you want me to do my little...
Do my little thing.
I'll do my little thing.
Illegal. Okay. Legally required
thing. Oh, this is a good one to pull out.
Is it legally required?
Yeah. I think so. I think it's in the penal code.
We have our own rules. Here we go. All right. Walking is good exercise. Although physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. Maybe. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public...
That was automated.
Or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult.
Who wants to walk for that walk?
That's a long walk.
Yeah, in this weather? In this economy?
This weather?
May I finish, please?
Okay, yeah.
Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
As a driver myself, I find that quite offensive that we're just assumed to be impaired or inattentive. I'm always attentive and paired.
I'm usually impaired. Just kidding. I drive safe.
And I walk safe.
Yeah, so. I don't like pedestrians though.
I don't.
As a driver, they're always in the way. They're actually, I prefer pedestrian. Bikers are the worst.
Bikers are actually the worst. Like,
bikers should be put down, like the dogs they are.
Well, I actually, like,
I despise
cannot
them.
Sta-
can't stand them.
They
feel so entitled, right?
If there's no bike lane, don't ride.
Don't ride. Go somewhere. Yeah, walk.
And if there is a bike lane,
that's the thing.
Don't ride either.
Walk or go get a car.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Like, if there's a bike lane,
but that's the thing. There's like, but now there's bike lanes everywhere.
Okay,
like,
well,
if there's a bike lane, I think it's more acceptable. Tuna's taking a really hard stance here. I think if it's a bike lane, fine.
No,
don't be coming in my street, man.
I need.
Don't be biking all in the street. What, you want to get hit by a car?
You know when you're.
Don't be going in my lane.
You know when you're bowling and you have like bumpers. That's how I see the bike lane. It's like a little. It's a little extra space.
Oh, I'm
space.
Totally swerving in the bike lane.
Yeah, it's a little extra space for my car to kind of drift.
Exactly.
Especially on those tight
bike, bike lane. In the bike
I call
lane.
That breathing room for my car.
100%. 100%.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. Well, all jokes aside, we actually point. Please. If you biking is a very healthy exercise.
No. I'm serious. This is not a joke. No. Don't bike.
Physically, maybe. Emotionally,
bike, go,
the most
go
unhealthy.
Stationary. If you want to bike, go stationary. Bike in the gym or bike on a trail. Do not bike in the streets.
Okay. Well, except that's for except for the trails that I drive on. But yeah.
Yeah. Except for those trails.
All right. Well, if you hear that, folks, stay away from Josh and Tuna. If you're biking, if you see them in the car. By all means, go the opposite way. Get away from them.
You better.
So, hard transition, but this weekend.
Halloween.
It's a spooky
Halloween.
Weekend.
Halloween. Probably the scariest weekend, except for finals weekend. Right?
Say that again.
Yeah. You got to up your Venmo after that one.
That was good. That was good.
Yeah.
Halloween, you know, I feel sad this year. I feel like I haven't been able to get into the spooky mood at all.
Why?
Wow, I mean, it's kind of like Charlie Brown. It's like a Charlie Brown Halloween.
Is that the story?
He's not able to get in the Christmas mood.
Oh, okay.
Oh, James Graham Halloween.
Yeah.
So we're gonna have to.
We're gonna have to
hit you with a car or something.
I know. I have 4 days to really up it. But you know, I usually like to watch my scary movies. I'm a big Halloween.
Do you like scary pranks? Do you like when people scare you in the middle of the night when you think you're safe in your bed?
Well,
do you like those kinds of things? Would that help?
I would love that. I know where you live. Yeah, I know you do.
Actually, little fun side tidbit. Josh, the esteemed guest of the day, Sublet from James over the summer. So he knows the ins and outs.
I know the best hiding spaces in that room.
I know. We got that corner closet. There's a lot of
spooky things you can put in there. Spiders, flies.
Esteemed guests.
Esteemed guests.
Esteemed guests.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I will definitely be locking my door tonight for the rest of the night.
Okay. Better lock the windows too.
what are we going as? Do we know?
No idea. No idea.
Yeah, it's more like what are some good last minute tricks?
Well, it's actually not yet the last minute, so
right, but think about it. Like
it's time to go to a Halloween store.
Halloween store is a lot of realistically effort. That's gonna be a Thursday and Friday thing. For me at least.
If anyone wants to call in and suggest an idea for me, I'll really consider it. I just can't.
Yeah.
I don't have any good ideas. I don't want to like put in the effort to like. I don't know. It's like kind of expensive to like get a good costume
for like
you know?
One night. Yeah.
Yeah, for like one night, right?
Yeah.
Two nights.
I was Larry David once. That was a good costume, so I can't do that
Larry
again.
David.
Yeah, I was
how'd
Larry
you,
David.
How'd you do it?
Bald cat.
Yeah.
And then I just wore like glasses, like the ones that I have.
And then you literally just kept the same personality.
Then I wore like a turtleneck and like pants. I dressed like pretty. It was a pretty good costume.
That sounds good.
That's great. I wish I could pull that off. He's my favorite.
Anyone can. It's a really easy costume.
Anyone can do it.
You could really go balls out and like shave the top of your head.
I could. Yeah.
I like my hair.
You know, and then dye it white.
It's like the whole one night thing. I don't know if that's.
It's more. Yeah. Hey.
Okay. To be fair, last year I bleached my hair for Halloween.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
Yeah. You
kept that for a while.
I was Naruto. Yeah.
Naruto. That's it. Yeah. That was so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do it again.
Do it again.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
I was personally Charles D'Amelio. That's just Charlie D'Amelio. And I killed it. I
think. How does it feel dressing as a 16-year-old girl?
Well, actually, the most followed TikToker in the world. So.
Wow.
Felt good.
Right. And yeah. I was going to be a variation of Betty White, but then I decided to be Mr. Clean instead.
Mr. Clean's a good one.
It was fun. Yeah.
Did you go bald for it?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I originally put a bald cap on to put like a white wig on, and then the consensus was I looked better with just the bald cap on.
Yeah.
And
so wait, I was like, a white
Mr.
wig
Clean
for
is bald.
Yeah, well, I was gonna do like, no, for I was gonna do
young Mr. Clean.
Betty White. I was gonna do like Betty a white. Hi, my name is Betty, like just Betty, and I was gonna dress in all white, but because that's all I had at the time. And then I realized that there people were saying Mr. Clean, and I was like, okay, that's my calling.
Nice.
So.
Yeah, that was
those a good costume.
Thanks. Yeah,
I think the best one of our house last year was Hamsman.
Oh, Hamsman,
Dylan, esteemed housemate Dylan. Oh, HML. He put boxes of some random beer and made some like soup.
Not just random beer, Ham's beer. Yeah, shout beer. Out Ham's beer.
Yeah, really. I don't know where you find that.
Parching your thirst when you need it most. That's the Ham's way.
Yeah. So he made like like a suit out of it where he couldn't bend any of his any joint. Armor. So yeah. We went over to someone's house and he was walking down the stairs and started falling backwards and couldn't catch himself, and it was just like,
yeah.
And just, he was just lying there, could not get up.
Do you think? Anyone's gonna get punched in the face again this Halloween?
Again?
Oh my god!
Do you remember
I forgot
that?
About that? Yeah,
Lucas, Eli punched Lucas in the face.
That was Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa! Wow. I remember being there for that. maybe. Who knows?
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, put the music on.
Okay. All right, and I think that we'll say hi one more time, but yeah.
Enjoy one last song. What's the last song?
There are two, okay. Maybe three last songs.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Okay.
See how much we can squeeze in.
Yeah, go for it.
You can do the tag. Our esteemed guest is really...
he wants to tune
us
out.
I
want to
do the tag.
He's really hoping he can do this tag right now.
Okay.
The floor is yours.
On your time.
Floor is yours.
This is Bicycle Haters, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Let's go.
Don't ride a bicycle.
or do it and just watch out for Josh and Tuna.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Watch
stay
out.
Stay safe. Stop.
Stop.
What are you doing?
I'm advocating. I'm a doing? Bike. I'm a bike advocate. It's okay.
It's okay. Okay. For you? Okay.
All
right.
Well, folks.
This was fun. This was
Thank
great.
You, esteemed
this was
guest.
Terrible.
Next time.
I paid $20 to be on there.
Yeah. That stays between us.
Yeah.
All right.
We're gonna put some randomized songs. Because that's
Mamba
what the people want to hear.
For everybody,
people love random songs.
Everybody have a safe and fun Halloween weekend. Hope the costumes are swell. And you can press that button, the continuous, and then the automation on.
Whoa. I always be forgetting.
All right.
All right.
No, you're not.
Right.
You
some people got places to be.
I think I did it.
Go,
right?
go.
Whoa.
There you go.
That's crazy.
All right.
Well, we'll see you next week. Same
Thank
time,
you. Thank
same
you.
Place.
See ya.
Bye.